Changing tack, the European Parliament is to take centre stage as it considers whether to ratify the Mercosur trade deal and create the largest free trade zone in the world. Its supporters argue this will open more value and choice for European consumers while also bringing massive trading opportunities in South America. However, others steadfastly oppose any deal, with demonstrations in Athlone claiming yesterday that Mercosur is bad for farmers and bad for consumers. We're joined now by Jorgen Warborn, who is a member of the centre-right European People's Party grouping and backs the deal. And shortly we'll talk to Sinn Féin's agriculture spokesperson, Martin Kenny, who does not. First to you, Mr. Warborn. You're a member of the European Parliament's Committee of International Trade. That's the first place Mercosur is heading. When do you believe the deliberations will begin?
So during early spring, I think we will discuss this even further and go to the vote with it. We have, of course, scrutinized the agreement already. So it is time to vote it through. We have been negotiating this for over 25 years now, and this is a great opportunity for businesses in Ireland and across Europe to export more products, and also for consumers, of course, to getting more choices.
We'll come to the benefits, but just at the sort of the technical thing here, Fine Gael's leader and Finance Minister Simon Harris, whose party is a member of your group, said there's still a window of time to outline the concerns which we have in relation to the agreement. In your view, can Mercosur be changed in a meaningful way at this late stage?
So we have there has been a vote in the council already, and now the next step is to have the vote in the parliament. We have made changes. We cannot make changes with our partners, with Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay at this late stage. But of course, there is also always possibilities to do measures unilaterally on our own, in our own way, for our consumers or for our businesses here in Europe. That's always a possibility.
So some change is possible, but it sounds as if it's minimal enough.
Well, at this stage, I think it is a yes or no vote for the agreement, at least. And then, of course, you can do other things if you want to.
Yeah. After your committee, as you said, it heads to the plenary of the European Parliament for a vote, and just a simple majority is required. In your view, is it a done deal? Is Mercosur going to go through?
Yes, I think it will go through.
One last question in this technical list. There have been lots of sources in Brussels suggesting that the Irish government has lost influence within the European Union because it's opposed to Mercosur. In your view, is that true?
I don't know. I'm more focused on the Parliament than on the Council perspective. But of course, my Fine Gael colleagues have been working very hard to protect the farmer situation and has been very influential in doing so. And that's why we have sorted out the sensitive issues for farmers, I would say. And now it's a very good agreement for farmers and for consumers and for the rest of the industry.
Okay, just on the deal itself, because there's some people and some MEPs who don't hold the same view as you. The independent MEP Luke Flanagan, who's also a member of the Parliament's Agriculture Committee for more than a decade, he told the Roscommon Herald yesterday that the safeguard clause, which seeks to prevent imports from harming Europe's agriculture sector, is, and I quote, a total and utter joke, which is nothing more than political perfume for a rotten deal. How do you respond to that?
I think he has probably never voted for a single free trade agreement, no matter which country, which issues you might have with it. So I think his comment is not really valid on substance, but he is always against trade.
On the deal itself, farmers here believe this deal is unfair as they have obligatory and expensive EU standards to adhere to, whereas Mercosur countries don't. Just, it's unfair at its core.
Well, yeah, I think the farmers have a lot of problems at the moment, and we have to sort them out. And the regulatory burden is a big issue, but that is not decided in this agreement. The regulatory burden is decided in all the rest of the agreements we have, in the common agricultural policy, in a lot of environmental rules and regulations that we have. I think there is quite the opposite, a big opportunity for farmers in Ireland to export their goods to to South America. So I think it is a good deal for farmers as well. I do agree that there are sensitive issues that the farmers has raised, and politicians from Ireland, and not least Fine Gael politicians. And those sensitivities, I think, is very well catered for now in the agreements, because there are three levels of assurances, I would say, for the farmers. Okay. First of all, there is quotas. So it's a limited amount of the sensitive products that can be imported to Europe and Ireland. And then there is the safeguard, and the safeguard is stronger than in any other deals we have. And the third level is like an insurance policy. So if the first one and the second one doesn't work, then there is fresh money for farmers in Ireland. So I think farmers can be assured that we have done everything we can in order to protect them. And at the same time, we're opening up new markets for them, not least for the dairy sector is a sector that can hugely benefit from this agreement.
But just on one final concern, it's our environmental. Creating a market for more beef production in South America, critics say, is going to facilitate increased clearance of rainforest, and that clashes with the European Union's own climate change priorities.
So this was a big concern five years ago or so when the agreement was finalized in the first phase. And then we have updated the agreement with an annex on the environmental part. And we have also introduced the deforestation regulation here in Europe. So we have catered for the problems that might arise with this as well. And that's why, once again, we have, and the Commission has negotiated this in a very good way, taking all the concerns, the environmental concerns, the farmers' concerns, into the consideration. And I would rather say it's like now it's the opposite. If we do not ratify the agreement, if we do not let this kick in, then Europe and Irish businesses and consumers will lose out hugely, because at the moment, with the geopolitical situation we have, with Trump's tariffs that closes a big market for us, with China, who has, of course, a lot of international trade, we will lose out if we do not have international trade agreements. So we need to open up more market, and the Mercosur agreement is doing that.
EPP MEP Jorgen Worben, thank you very much for joining us on This Week. And listening to that interview was Sinn Féin's agriculture spokesperson, Deputy Martin Kenny, who joins us now from RT's studios in Sligo. Just picking up that last point there, Martin, if we don't do the deal, Ireland is going to lose out at a time when the markets have been thrown into turmoil by President Trump.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. Yeah, first of all, you know, this is clearly a bad deal for Irish agriculture, but it's also a bad deal for consumers. We have very high food standards in Europe, and rightly so, and we need to have those food standards maintained. And the problem we have is that we will have beef primarily, but other products as well coming in from Mercosur countries that are produced without those standards. And, you know, they talk about the rainforest being cut away and that there's guarantees in place. There are no guarantees in place. The reality is that they can clear the rainforest to grow feed, not to grow cattle, not to graze cattle on the cleared rainforest. So that's a real problem. This deal, you know, goes back, as we say, 25 years. In 2016, when there was pressure coming in the European Union, Phil Hogan said that beef was off the table. At the time, our MEPs, Lynn Boylan and Matt Carthy, both stated that, you know, this was wrong and this was not going to be the case. They still ploughed ahead with it. We had a motion in the Dáil in 2019, because there's a narrative out there that this has only snuck up on us and nobody knew about it. And in 2019, and I quote from Micheál Dehaan, your correspondent, he said, the government has been comprehensively defeated in a vote on the EU-Mercosur trade deal this evening, just before the Dáil recess. The Dáil has voted 46-84 against the amendment that at that time it was Heather Humphreys was the minister, the trade minister, put forward an amendment to water it down. So this is something that's gone on for quite a time. The government both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in this government and in previous governments had a mandate from the Dáil, and part of that motion was that the government would urge the government to begin forming alliances with other EU countries to block the Mercosur trade deal. They failed to do that, and they failed to do that comprehensively. But that's the main problem we have here, okay, that we have to have our own sovereignty protected, and indeed the sovereignty and the rights of European consumers protected, and they're not being protected in this trade deal.
Martin Kenny, just on the merits of the deal itself, and then we can talk about the politics of it, you've described it as a disastrous deal. Are you not exaggerating? I understand that you're the agriculture correspondent and you're representing that sector, but this isn't just an agriculture deal.
No.
It's also a deal which could help our pharma sector, our services, spirits industry, could help dairy farmers.
Yes.
And we're not hearing that. We're just hearing the one thing which relates to beef farmers.
Well, no, we have beef farmers. We also have chicken. We also have other products coming in from the, from this. And, you know, it's about the rights of Europeans to know that the food they put on their table is of high quality. We have, and I want to commend the Irish Farmers Journal and the IFA, who went over to Brazil recently and showed that there is no traceability of animals, that we have hormones being used liberally, that we have antibiotics being used liberally. And that's one of the big things that the World Health Organization has stated, that, you know, resistance to antibiotics is a serious problem globally. And now we see that there's going to come product into Europe where these antibiotics are used absolutely in a liberal manner, and is
but
going
that's
to
not,
further
that's not what the Commission is saying. It's saying it's put in steps. Number one, beef is capped at 99,000 tonnes. It's subject to a 7.5% tariff. Health checks are going to be increased. Financial compensation is due to farmers, and they have that break clause if things aren't working out.
Farmers don't want compensation. Farmers want a level playing field, and that level playing field has been taken away from them. And that's the problem that everybody has with this, not just farmers, but consumers as well. Not just consumers, but environmentalists as well. This is a bad deal globally, where we're going to allow substandard product as to become the norm. And the difficulty we have, while you say there's only 99,000 tonnes, that's for now. If we have a disease crisis in our beef sector or in our poultry sector in Europe in the future, where are we going to go? We're going to go to where we can get it cheapest, and the easiest access to it will be to expand that trade deal. And that's the problem we have.
Okay.
We're letting this gate open a little bit, but it will fly open the full way as time goes on if we're not very, very careful.
Just one last question. You claimed in your statement yesterday that the government's opposition to Mercosur was a cynical manoeuvre only arrived at when Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were safe in the knowledge that the vote would pass because of Italy's decision to support it. What evidence do you actually have to substantiate that accusation, or is it just a hunch on your part?
Well, we had a motion in the Dáil back in December of this year where we called on the government to vote against the Mercosur trade agreement and to work with others to do so. In fairness, they didn't oppose that motion, but at no stage during the debate did the government say, or Micheál Martin say, that they were going to vote against it. They did not lead any campaign
because they were trying to negotiate a better deal.
No, because what they were wishy-washy on it here in Ireland. You can just imagine how cap in hand they were when they went out to Europe, and that's the problem we have. They are not representing Irish interests, and have not done so to date, and continue not to do so. So we need to ensure that this is blocked, and that's why next Tuesday evening we're having another motion in the Dáil in regard to Mercosur, and there'll be another debate on it, and we're looking for the government to come out clearly and state that they are going to work with others to ensure that there is a vote in the European Parliament, that MEPs all vote against it, all Irish MEPs, and work with other countries to vote against it as well.
Sinn Féin's agriculture spokesperson, Deputy Martin Kenny, coming up after the break, Aon Thú Laoghaire, Paddy Tobin.